Blog Talk Radio.
Well. Now, you guys, this is going to be, this is just a fucked up video for me to have to make. Because I know this. I know not to go against this, but I did. And I'm suffering big time for it. And like I told you guys, when I fuck up, I mean, you know, of course, I don't want you to know, but it's coming out because I'm going to talk about it. I don't be trying to hide shit. And this shit ain't going to break me. It ain't stopped me. But it has fucking hurt me. And one of the first things that you learn and that I teach about this abadabra is all money ain't good money. I mean, you could, when I was in the streets, you could see this broad got problems, but you thinking about the money she gonna make. So you send her out there and she gets you $400. And you think, yeah, man, I'm going to have this bitch. But you see, she look like she on dope. She don't have no ID. And your broad took her on a date that paid your broad, one of your broads, $800, so she got half. So in reality, she didn't do no hoe. But you want to send her again. You send her again, and she get picked up by the popo. Bitch got warrants, traffic warrants. Bitch got some other kind of warrant. You got all these kind of warrants. Now you got the one that this bitch gonna stand up, you know, and wait till she go to court, or is she gonna be a punk and call you all night? Now, my point is this. Since I always tell you the truth about my life, and I know it seems as if I never lose, well, mark it down on your calendar. I'm going to explain a major fucking loss. Because you all know how important SWU is to me. Everything I'm doing is so that I can, you know, not become accredited, but so that I can, you know, fit in with some state or government regulations and get some of this money available. So, the panel of scholastic achievement. These are some instructors in various places around the country. They gave me, not only me, but I'm talking about me, so they gave me a way that I would be judged as far as SWU's viability. And, you know, the graduation rate is more than 75% of their decision. The other 25 is based on, because I got to send them a list of students, is based on a list. They're going to send me a name when they get ready to make it. It's a five-year program that you get in. It's not a program, but it's whatever it is. It's 5 years. I've been in it 3.5 years. And at the end of the 5 years, or near the end of the 5 years, they want you to send, they're going to send me a list of 10 names, and they want me to send them what these students posted as one of the assignments. They demand is to talk about where you were when you entered SWU, what you thought about your experience at SWU, and where you are after you graduated from SWU. Now you gotta listen to this, brothers. You just gotta listen to it. Because it's, you know, I was trying to, because I, you know, motherfuckers can't stand this shit. But I had brought my shit up to 55. Well, no, take that back. I was almost at 55%. No, I can't even say that. I was on my way to 55%. I was over 45%. But, you know, with 18 more months, I just knew I was going to get my shit up there, probably over 55%. Because that's what the, you know, the government, the state, you know, that's what they require to fuck with you. Well, to fuck with me on what I'm talking about. And this failure that I'm going to really explain to you has really put a damper on me. Now, first of all, I had problems with Steve the Dean. All y'all know that. But it wasn't no personality problem. It wasn't no I don't like the nigga problem. It was just, you know, when he told me he didn't care about what I was explaining to him, he never pretended to be any different. I just thought we hadn't talked about it, and when I brought it up, you know, I wasn't really with his method of getting his motherfucking listeners to go for his shit. Because, you know, he made it to where anybody can do it. I see a call, the 917. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosa? How you doing? It's Leslie from New York.
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
You know, I'm just trying to get better, feel better, get my catch hand stronger.
Now, okay, what's that? What's your question? What can we work on?
Well, you know, I got the tools still, the library, the down to 32 library. And, you know, I'm just trying to really see what's really good with my catch hand and see how I can.
Hey, brother, first of all, I can barely hear you. Second of all, you have to ask me something so that I can answer you. I don't want to hear about your life and what you're trying to do. But you have to ask me some kind of question about it. I don't want to hear you narrate it.
Well, you know, I'm out here just surveying the field, and I'm trying to really do my thing and get chills with my mouth closed. And it's kind of hard when I'm really trying to
hey, interpret stop, the body language. Stop. You doing the same shit. How in the fuck are you going to get chills with your mouth closed?
I'm trying to raise the difficulty.
Listen to me, man. I don't want to know what you're trying to do. If you say that again, I'm hanging up. I want to know how are you going to get chose with your mouth closed? Because you just said that, didn't you?
Yeah.
So how are you going to do that?
I don't know. That's why I called, to be honest.
It's stupid, you motherfucker. You can't do it. It's impossible. A motherfucker, you, this bitch over here, you know, I don't even see the bitch see me, you know, I ain't really said nothing to the bitch, you know what I'm saying, but that bitch come choose me with four racks. You know why she chose me? Because of what the fuck she heard about me, because I keep my mouth going. I might not have said shit to that bitch. So you might hear me say, I didn't say nothing to that motherfucking bitch. That motherfucker came over and chose me. And your stupid ass is going to think that means you could get chose with your mouth closed. No, you get chose on your rep, fool, sometimes. But most times, you get chose because you know how to open your mouth and what to let come out of it. I can't stand motherfuckers that talking street riddles. Because that's all you talking in, motherfucker. I'm gone. 404, what's up? Hey, don't y'all panic. I just hate a motherfucker to ask me about the game and be talking some stupid shit. I ain't really talking about the game on this here shit. 404, what's up with you?
Hey, what's going on, bud? It's Earl.
Earl, what's happening?
Man, I got to call bullshit on that 55% mess they're trying to put on you.
What's that?
This the way I look at it. They judge 55% off rote learning. SW don't give a shit about rote learning. It's
hey,
all about
right
what you're going to do
Earl,
on that
Earl,
street.
Earl, stop right there. Is SW on the panel?
No, well, I just
Wait. Does SW have anything to do with what they judge on?
Oh, no, I don't think they do.
Well, let me ask you this. Can I tell them how to judge me?
Well, you can, but they still going to do it the way they want to do it.
So my point is the shit you saying I already thought of, fuck them because I want what they got. And if I want what they got, I got to do what they want me to do to get it. Period. However I got to manipulate my shit, however I got to say it. And their 55% is dope. Their 55% is letting you know they know and you can't help everybody. But if you can't help at least half the motherfuckers you fucking with, then you ain't helping nobody in their eyes. Or at least not enough to get their money. So what I'm going to do? Not help 55%? No, I'm going to try to help 100%. Earl, but you've been in that course. You know how many motherfuckers start out and how many motherfuckers quit. They start really, really quitting when it comes time to post in their arsenals. But wait, Earl, I'm talking too much right now. Let me get into what, fuck the 55% shit. I'm going to tell you what happened to me. So you got to listen. Let me get 226. 226, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud. It's Francis. First, I just want to say thank you. I lost the hope. I lost the hope recently, and I'm looking around. I'm like, I'm not finding the potential.
I got lots of them looking at me. Did
yeah.
you say you lost
gotcha.
The hope? Did you say you lost
yeah,
the
man.
Hope? Huh?
Yeah. Man.
You
my
lying,
only one.
Man. You lying, and I don't even.
You think I'm
talk.
Lying? You think I'm lying? Fuck you! I'm lying. No, I'm not lying. I'm not.
That motherfucker lying, man. I don't want to hear that goddamn bullshit. What the fuck he calling in the show because he lost the hope? Fucking stupid ass motherfucker. Now, hey, Earl, I just want you to listen because I'm finna explain some shit. Because I'm telling you, I decided when I stopped fucking with Dean that, you know, maybe the motherfuckers he talked to could have the kind of game Steve was talking about. But I was on his show with him. So we start bumping heads about game. And I'm telling this nigga, man, that shit you saying is not right. So we get into it, blah, 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 and we end up falling out. And after I, you know, fell out with the nigga and I'm talking shit, blah, 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 and I'm saying the word game, every time I say it, I was thinking how I'm saying the word that everybody, Steve, and those motherfuckers meet in their mind. They're not hearing what I'm saying. So I decided that maybe them motherfuckers could have that kind of game. But I'm talking about the abba-dabba. And just anybody can't have it. So I quit fucking with that nigga. But somehow I allowed that it's all about the money mentality to infiltrate me because I fucking reduced the price of my shit to where anybody can get it. $500 ain't shit to most motherfuckers. But $1,500 is. So what I'm saying, when I lowered my price to that, thinking I'm, you know, getting a bunch of motherfuckers that's going to fuck with me, I let so many fake motherfuckers in my school this semester. And I gotta confess, this is my confession, Earl. This semester was a failure. And I'm gonna lose 9 percentage points on my motherfucking application. Why? Because all them motherfuckers that spent money because it was cheap dropped out. And the motherfuckers that stayed in would not put, they was posting all the rote shit. You know, I can read this and I can learn that and woo, woo, woo. But when it came time to posting the real shit, Earl, that you know we post, that really is what it's about, active learning, even the motherfuckers that didn't quit didn't post no fucking assignments. So what I'm saying is I'm, you know, at the brink of, like, scrapping this semester. Because I still got motherfuckers that will come to class, but they ain't posting shit, so what are they learning? I'm wasting my time. Plus, you know, I pay bitches to call in and talk to these motherfuckers. I'm wasting my money, Earl. So what I'm saying is, with all that in my head, I still accept that 55%. You know why? Earl, why do you think I accept it?
One, well, the reason I think you accept it because you understand the term of staying down till you come up.
Well, now that's a good, hey, that's when you hit the, you playing baseball, then you hit the ball and you run it and you think you can get to second and you slide and you stay. Now, here's the stand-up double. What I'm saying is, if I can't be like a real motherfucking school judged on their motherfucking values, then I'm a fake-ass goddamn school. So what I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck what I think. I don't give a fuck what's fair. I don't give a fuck what could be given to them to think about. I give a fuck about them saying clearly what the fuck they want me to do, and then I'm going to do it, period. And they ain't going to be able to say shit. The only thing that I'm going to be able to say is, man, you guys full of shit, because I got a 70% graduation rate. I got motherfuckers that turned in the goddamn shit. So how are you going to tell me what I'm talking about is not something that's going to benefit not only education, but what I'm saying is, don't you want motherfuckers to be responsible? Men? They gonna have to say yeah. And I'm saying, don't you want them to be responsible fathers? They gonna have to say yeah. And I'm gonna tell them that's why I talk like a goddamn nigga from the goddamn streets, because that's what they understand fully. Not that they don't understand the big words. It's that if they hear a nigga real, they might take what the motherfucker is saying differently than they hear it coming from some pristine peckerwood or some nigga trying to act like a peckerwood. I believe in street education. And I am proof positive that a street nigga, an old street nigga at that, that hadn't been in school for I don't know how many goddamn years, can enter this scholastic system with formal education, but it ended when I was 21, and I started fucking with online learning when I was in my 40s, 45, I think. But what I'm saying is I got straight A's. Don't tell me shit. None of them teachers can tell me shit. They can only grade what the fuck I'm saying. And if you give me instructions, ain't no way in the world I'm going to not do it, because I do my shit. I don't just write my shit. I read that instruction, and if it's like a long instruction and it got 3-4 things you got to do, I start writing on the first thing. And when I got that, I go to the second thing. And when I got that, I go on and on to the end. And what I'm saying is that paper might not really be the way I want it to be. That's when I reread it and I rearrange it if necessary, because I know I have covered all the goddamn points. And whoever fucking with me, talking about grading me, can't say I didn't, because I went point for point. Now I'm finna rearrange it and organize it to where my street thinking ass is coming from, using all them points, and them motherfuckers ain't gonna agree because of what I'm saying until they try to argue with me. And I show them in the book what I'm saying is right. Now what I'm thinking ain't what the fuck you would think, but ain't that a bitch? Who's thinking, me or you? I hope you are, and you know I am, so why, how are we going to think the same thing? Unless we brought up, if we brought up the same way, like all of us, we'll think the same thing when we hear words. But if you're not, you won't. Now, Earl, what I'm saying is this. I really want to ask you this. If you thought of all of this shit that I just said, would you have a problem with that 55%?
Man, I ain't got no problem with it. With now, what I done learned at SWU, a whole lot of what you taught is bagged up in the Bible, too, because you know my background. I come from being a minister.
Right, right.
Now, the Bible say, give Caesar what is Caesar. So whatever... if Caesar wants something that ain't got nothing to do with our value, I'm going to give him what he asked for. If these people want 55%, then we need to create a bachelor and a master's degree over there at SWU. You get a bachelor's degree if you can do rote learning.
No, Earl, you misunderstanding the 55%. 55% means if when they fucking start... 5 years ends, and let's say using just the number 100, 100 motherfuckers graduated. That 55% means if 55 of those motherfuckers graduated, then my shit is valuable. Do you understand the difference in what I just said and what you were saying?
Yeah, basically, what I'm trying to say is if 55% graduated, it doesn't matter if it's a bachelor's degree or a master's or a doctorate. They
well,
just say it's 55%.
Wait. I'm not trying to lower my standards to meet their requirements. That's what you're talking about.
What I'm saying is keep the same standard. But in order to get the top level, the master's or the doctorate, you got to do both. You can't just do rote learning and get the same thing that the people who did the whole shebang got.
Let me ask you this. Before this semester, I was at 49%. And if I would have graduated the significant enough of motherfuckers this semester, I would have been right around 54%, 53 maybe. And then the rest of these months, 18 months, which is six more fucking semesters, I know I would have met that requirement. But these motherfuckers, see, I haven't finished. Well, I think I did tell you about the 9%. What I'm saying is, if you graduate 55% and everything else meet up, all you need to do is get 92 score on what they're grading. But these particular things are what's important to them. And what I'm saying is with all these motherfuckers that came in because the shit was $500, otherwise what I'm saying is if a motherfucker paid $1,500, $2,000 for something that motherfucker gonna follow his money. He ain't gonna hardly have $2,000 to just give me. But a motherfucker spending $500 that's actually getting something worth $2,000, he didn't came up, so he can fuck with it like he want to. That's the mentality of people. And I knew this already. I don't care what nobody say. I send bitch or sent bitches to break motherfuckers with money. I know what they think about money. If they got it, it don't matter what you asking for, long as they think they worth it. Now, my point in saying all that is that I just hope you all remember this shit I'm telling you. All fucking money ain't good money. And this shit I learned almost 3 years ago, I just, in school, that I just hope I don't let affect me because I let it into my thought process. You're not, well, not you. I'm not in this for money. I'm in this because of the motherfuckers that want what I emphasize, what I talk about. And I'm not trying to make it available to any motherfucker hear me. I'm making it only available to motherfuckers that want it. If you want it, you got to pay for it. If you pay for it, you're going to have it. And if you pay the right price for it, your ass is like you spent $5,000 on this camera and you took one picture. Ain't no way you're going to do that. Ain't no way you gonna do that. Now, if you spent $29 on that goddamn camera and the first picture you took didn't come out, that represents the camera. So you ain't taking no more. So I'm just being real, man. Fuck all of you motherfuckers that want a deal. Because, believe me, I'm kind of changing my mind on not selling the tools because that's the only thing you might get a deal on. Anything else, you ain't getting no deal on. Anything involving Sidewalk University, you're not fucking getting no deal. So what I'm saying is, do I have shit for you motherfucking truckers? Oh, wait, I got phone calls. 754, what's up? 701, I'm coming to you next.
Talking to the original man right now?
I guess I am. Who is it?
Sir, this is Antoine. Shit, I'm just chilling. What's up?
Antoine Marbury. Oh, yeah. What's happening, bro?
Man, I'm just sitting in the cut, man. I had lit up my piece, and then you came on, so I hit the notification, and then I was here. So I said, let me check him in, you know, check it out.
Well, man, wait. I don't like to talk. I want you to have something for me to talk about.
Oh, no, I was going to comment on what you were just speaking on about the...
Okay, that's good enough. Hey, that's good enough. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just, I understand what you're saying. You know, you can sell yourself short not knowing, trying to help people out, pretty much.
You're exactly right on that. Is that it, man?
Hey, that is it, man.
I didn't mean it like it sounded, bro, but I'm, you know, this is a show. I try to keep, no. Don't want to keep people waiting. Hey, 701, I'm at you now. What's happening?
Hey, bud, I hope everything is cool with you, man. It's been a while.
Man, you sound like D.
Man, you know it's D, man. I can't even fuck with you. It's been a while, OG, man. I hope everything is cool with you, man.
Everything's cool, bro. D, you got any questions?
Yeah, man, I got a question. I just want to know what your perspective on this, man. My question is, I fly a lot, and
hey, stop. I'm hearing you everything you're saying until you say I'm whatever you said. I didn't hear it.
I fly.
You're fly?
No. I fly like in the airplane, I fly.
Oh, you fly. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Okay, I fly a lot. You feel me? Whenever I take my vacation, And whenever I'm at the airport, right, I see a lot of fine women. My question is, does it really worth it me sending my child a baby at the airport? I just want to know what's your perspective on that, OG.
Let me ask you something, man. No, I ain't gonna ask you shit. Fuck no, it ain't worth saying nothing to that bitch. Unless you see her in the airport, and then let's say you didn't know it, but later on the bitch is on the airplane that you on going to where you going, and you don't know that either. And then when you get off, you see that bitch again. Then you can say something to that bitch, and you probably could have action, but you got to understand, you at the airport. Who's ever there got something they've been planning for weeks or years that they've been to do. And they ain't open to meet some motherfucker and put it on hold, you know, because what the fuck you saying? The only thing they will do is give you whatever amount of minutes that, you know, they would deem, you know, cool. And then, you know, they're going to be in a hurry to where they're going. And that's why you need an arsenal. So you will know how to say little intriguing things to her in like a 2 or 3 minute period and then turn around and send her on her way. Man, you learn that shit at SWU. That bullshit you motherfuckers be doing, that's why you get what you get. Period.
Okay, Rosebud, at the same time, Rosebud,
go ahead,
I know how you are, man. Before you shoot me with your double bear Uzi, man, you got that shit on you. At the same time, man, don't you feel like you never know, man? Because when you see a woman at the airport, she on the mission. You never know. Do you put your the work in, man? Can you touch on that, OG?
No. I ain't down with putting no work in. I am down with shooting at the bitch. I mean, I say something to the bitch, and if the bitch say something intriguing to me, I'm liable to tell her to take my card now because I know you in a hurry, and I damn sure am. But I don't want to miss this action, girl. You know, shit, come on, man. You motherfuckers don't know how to play on no bitch. You guys just...
Hey, bud.
What, man?
I want to know. Man, come on, man. I fucking miss you, man. What the fuck? I fucking miss you, man. It's been a long fucking while, man. Shit.
Come on, man. What's up?
Hey, man, how's your New Year going, man? Everything good? Your New Year's going good?
God damn it, D. Hell yeah, you good three-question-having motherfucker.
Shit, man. Hey, bud, I'm about to let you go. I just want to say, man, your age, it's a fucking blessing, motherfucker. It's a fucking blessing, man. Shit. I don't know if I'm going to miss that.
Hey,
I
man,
hey.
Hey, no,
hey
know,
motherfucker.
Only,
I don't, I,
it's
I,
only a
bud,
blessing because of how you think,
bud,
man. What,
bud, I don't know if I'm gonna make, bud, I don't know if I'm gonna make 70 years old. To you, you're a motherfucker, man. The only thing you haven't seen is Jesus Christ, man. I fucking love you, man. Put me on the question mark. Put me back in the queue, man. Shit. All
right, man. You know, that's my motherfucking nigga. That's deep. Shit. Hey, 954. I see you got a question. What's up, bro? 954. Wait a minute. You, man, that motherfucker ran. 894. What's up with you, bro? No. Excuse me. 984. What's up with you?
What's going on, Rosebud?
I'm good, man. How you doing? What's happening?
Good, good. So I had a question. Well, first and foremost, I do want to say I'm excited for the success that's getting ready to come to you. Unfortunately, you know, people bullshitting, and you know your class ain't been doing what you wanted to do. But you'll get that. But anyway, my question is: so I'm married, and I told my wife I want to start catching bitches to make money. What are going to be my biggest challenges?
Being stupid enough to say that shit to your woman?
I thought so.
I'm being real, man. Why would you say some shit like that to her?
Well, because I look at it this way. What do I have to lose if I'm being me?
You have losing your woman. But you ain't losing her because you being you. You losing her because you being stupid.
So in other words, I shouldn't have told her. I should have just did it.
No. You should have actually found yourself doing it and then say, damn, man, I'm going to have to bring this to baby, your wife. And then you really have to start thinking about that. And then you say, I can't really bring that to her because then, you know, it's going to create atmosphere in the house. You might have kids. I don't know. Woo-woo. So that means you go back to pimping on the bitch, which means it has to be secret. And the bitch got to know it. Because if she don't know you married, you asking for a problem. Look, bitch, I got a wife. I got some kids. But your motherfucking ass, woo-woo-woo. You know, I feel like we can get some money together. And just because we're married don't mean I ain't going to take care of your motherfucking ass. If you don't know what to say to the bitch, ain't no need you getting into that shit. You see?
Right, right. And
but no, no,
I don't have
no.
a problem.
There you go, man. Go ahead. You know what you're doing.
I don't have a problem with being open and honest with anybody. Because I'm going with what I think first, and if they down, they down. If they not, fine. I just didn't want to, you know, do that, you know, behind her back, and then now she looking at me like, well, you know, where was the honesty from the beginning?
Okay, so because you saying it now, it's okay to do it behind her back?
Well, no, but see that's the thing. That's why I didn't do it behind her back. I chose to go ahead and let her know, hey, this is what I want to do.
Listen to this, man. So your woman, you know, she accepts that. And then about,
right.
Listen and be quiet, please. Your woman accepts that. And then in about 3 weeks, a month, she gone and you at home. And then get a little late when she come in. And you say, damn, baby, where you been? I've been waiting on you. You know, it's 10:30. Shit. I've been here since 8 o'clock. And she say, oh, well, you know, I had to take care of some business. And you don't like that. No, what you mean you had to take care of some business? No, baby, it's cool. I just had to take care of some business. And then she tell you, because you press her, she say, well, you know, you got other shit going on, and sometimes you be busy, and I feel that way. And, I ran into a couple of dudes that, you know, I deal with. You know what the fuck she's saying. What would you say?
You talking about my wife?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Niggas. Fake-ass niggas. Who the fuck else am I talking about?
Okay, so boom. First, my woman already knows 7:30, so that's not a conversation.
Hey, listen to me, man. Ain't nobody talking about that dream bullshit you talking about. I said, what if, since she knows that about you and other bitches, what if she felt like if it's good for what's good for the goose is good for the gander?
Right.
What
well,
if
she gotta go.
Can you shut up, man? If you just want to be a punk, why the fuck you call in here? What I'm saying is, what if she thought what's good for the goose, you, is good for the gander, her? Otherwise, she can go get some dick. I didn't ask you if it was okay. I'm asking you, what the fuck would you think?
I'm thinking I'm not down with that.
Why, nigga, she down with you?
That's just how I'm rolling. You know, I'm telling her,
well,
you know, this is what it is.
Hey, everybody that's listening, that's why you don't do no stupid shit like this fool do, and that's why he going to be divorced. Or he going to have a bitch that got a bunch of motherfucking niggas going up in her pussy. Because this nigga done told a bitch some shit. She ain't got to guess it. She ain't got to think it. He didn't told her. And you know what bitches think today? They think they pearl tongue is a dick. And this nigga didn't told her, your dick bigger than mine. That's why I must confess what I'm doing. Because any nigga with nuts in a dick knew that he could get some money from a bitch and was married, he would do it until he get caught. And when he got caught, he'd kick that bitch to the curb, or if he was a real pimp nigga, he'd leave his wife. One of the two. Period. Fake-ass motherfucker. Now, 839, what's up with you?
Hey, man, what's going on, Rosebud?
I'm good, brother. What's happening?
Hey, shit, man. My question is, when you making your arsenal or whatever, how you, like, what's some of your key points? I don't need to know word for word or whatever, like what you say, but.
Well, why are you asking me this shit if you don't need word for word? Because it sounds like you do to me. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm not giving you what people pay for.
Word. I just need to know, like,
you need to do is sign up at Sidewalk University and quit playing with me, man. 251, what's up with you? 251, what's happening? Okay. So, ain't nobody there to talk right now. So let me get on. What I'm saying is, you guys got to understand this shit. With the fucking written test that I got to take in 18 months, I just hope I really remember that shit for one thing. But I just hope, man, that, you know, that shit I learned almost 3 years ago when I signed up for this shit, it's still in my head. I'm a, you know, review and shit, you know, when they get close to the time. But that's really cool shit. So, okay, that's enough of me complaining about the major loss that I'm finna suffer. And just to recap, I'm finna get docked. Oh, God. I just thought of something. I forgot to tell you why it was really so fucked up. First of all, 40 motherfuckers fucked with me when they first, wait a minute, let me see this. 251, are you there?
Yeah,
okay, hold on one second, man. Hold on 1 second. So, listen, 42 motherfuckers fucked with me. And then, like, 24 of them dropped. No, 34 of them dropped out. And then, you know, I'm telling you, I'm going to be docked 9%. But the motherfucking remaining motherfuckers is punking out too, because I'm telling you, the punk in you coming out when you got to go out and do this active learning that I teach, you know, because active learning is what seals what you've read and watched and heard. If you can't do it, then you just was wasting your time. And it looks like all of these motherfuckers, all 42 of them, ain't going to graduate, which is going to give me a zero. It's going to give me a 0%. Now, is that fucked up? What I'm saying is that's what's fucked up. Listening to some nigga talking about it's for everybody. Okay, I'm sorry, 251. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, Will Crosby? What's going on, man?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Chilling. Hey, man, the day I knew you was a real nigga, man, I had seen you on that fucking Game Kings documentary, bro. That man had said, what you had said? Said it was 10 men in one room, and it was one question and 10 correct answers. I was like, that's some real ass shit, bro.
Well, it is, man. You know, you can't tell a nigga how to think. You ain't experienced what he experienced. You don't know why he think what he think.
Exactly.
You got anything else?
Really? I got another question, too, bro.
Come on.
More of a personal question. It's like my dad, right? I have a dad and a mom, obviously, like everybody. But, my dad basically did some sucker shit. And I can't do shit for him because I'm me and he him. But look, this nigga cheated on my... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I bet. He basically back... I'm 22 years old right now, by the way. But my dad cheated on my mom when I was like... I want to say like... When I was like young as hell. But this... If I'm 22 now. And this nigga thinks that... I don't know why he thinks that she still wouldn't hold the grudge on him that he cheated. And he's still with her to this day. But the other day, she just had literally went off on this nigga in front of me. She was calling him a bitch and a MF, all this shit. I'm like, and I seen it coming because it's like you cheated on her, but you still with her. Why are you still with her? I don't get that. I don't understand why.
Wait. See, the thing is, the nigga knew he was cheating when he cheated. So to him,
right,
it ain't really that big of a deal. But now, since it's a big deal to her, and she tripping and holding a grudge and shit, why the fuck ain't you asking why is she still with him?
Asking my mom that?
Yeah, no, not asking her. Why ain't you asking that question? Why is she still with him? She the one got the grudge. She the one mad. She the one want to talk crazy to the nigga.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, she still got love for him. She got to. She got to. She's still here.
Wait, bro. You can't explain it, but don't defend it. And that's my point, man. Why is she still there? And the answer is what you just said. You motherfucking right. She know his dick went somewhere. She know she gonna get mad. Dude might not really know how to handle it because you can't, you know, be punished for something that's in the past every time somebody remember it. But if he, you know, cool with that, he knows she ain't gonna do nothing but say that shit, calm down in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, and it's gonna be, you know, like it is. She got love for him. And then he probably say then, baby, you know, goddamn it, my dick got hard. You know how hard dick ain't got no conscience. Period. You just right. Gotta be real. Pops didn't do, he didn't really do no sucker shit. Some sucker shit would have been the shit you talking about. Because he'd have left you, he'd have left, if you got your siblings, he'd have left your mama, he'd have left everything hanging because his dick got hard. Come on, man.
That's, I mean, bullshit. But that's what I'm saying.
That's
bullshit.
Go ahead. I ain't going ahead. You need to just stop. That's bullshit you talking. That
okay,
I mean, there is probably some motherfucker who have a daddy that ain't never fucked nobody other than his wife or his mother. But I'm saying shit. My daddy sure fucked other bitches. I fucked the bitch my daddy fucked. That bitch she's older than this too. She told me, boy, you ain't nothing like your daddy. I said, that's when I found out she had fucked my dad. She said, you ain't nothing like your dad. What the fuck you talking about? And I go, I said, Miss Paul, God damn. I said, I was about 20-something, I don't know. The bitch said whatever. Well, you ain't nothing like your dad. What you mean, Miss Cole? I didn't call her first, man. That bitch might have slapped me. Man, what I'm saying is, dad is cool. It don't really sound like you got a problem with it. Sound like you being like your mama. You just remembering it because it happened. The nigga did it again?
No, he didn't do it again. I'm just saying the point of,
I didn't say
of her,
what you
of him letting.
I didn't say anything you were saying. I asked you a question. Did the nigga do it again?
No.
So then what is your trip? Because your mama ain't got no trip. She evidently know the nigga ain't did it again. She's just one of them kind of women that just ain't gonna let you get away. So fuck it.
But she do, though, because she was cursing his ass out. Why is she wigging on his ass like that? Like, she ain't never really...
Hey, I already
she did
told
that
you
before.
Hey, I already told you the answer. I'm gone, man. I ain't got time to be just talking about shit. Especially that kind of shit. 7-on-1. Come on, D. Is this D again?
Hey, bud, I'm over here rolling like a motherfucker, man. I cannot believe you said that shit, man. You fucking bitch. Your pops did it too, man. You a motherfucker, OG, man.
Come on, man. What's up, D?
Hey, OG, I just want to ask you a quick question, man. I just want to know, like, when Rose Bud chilling with a woman, having a drink and shit, I just want to know what kind of music you listen to, OG, man.
Jazz. I take that back. Wait, I take that back. If I didn't already fuck her, and we just chilling.
No, before you smash her, before you smash her, like you're chilling, you're having a drink. What kind of music?
Before I smash her, I'm gonna tell her to go turn on some shit. And most, if they're a little older bitches, they be turning on some old school shit. Cause I got this Bluetooth shit that you know you can play damn near anything, and that you know. They put on some, you know, old Green, Al Green, that kind of shit. Shit, if it's a young bitch, they put on some rapping-ass goddamn shit. And, you know, in that case, I'm just letting the bitch listen to the shit because I ain't hard. I'm liable to be trying to look at TV while she's listening to that shit. Because these niggas, this rappers, they don't talk about a situation like you in as far as what you asking about. How you don't, you know, be snuggling with a bitch when the song talking about, and I kill a nigga, I break his, this on my daughter, I break his neck, and then the bitch, I'm like, yeah, my pussy is this, and you can suck it till it's dry, you motherfucking bitch. I mean, come on, goddammit. Who the fuck
so
that goddamn shit?
But so 9 out of 10 when you sitting with a woman, you listen to jazz music, why, like old school jazz?
Definitely old school.
I got another question, man. Do you hate like these rappers? Do you hate when the rapper in his music is like I'm a pimp shit like that? Do you hate it when they say shit like that? Do you hate it?
I don't hate it. I just hate that that's what people can say and don't get ranked because. The average rapper could not send a bitch across the street to get some potato chips.
I believe you.
Let alone on the street to get some real chips. Come on, man. The average rapper.
I got a last question, man.
Hey, they pay for everything they say. They as they talking about being a pimp. They talking about this one bitch that could come on and get anything. You could drive the motherfucking Double R, you know, you can let the top down, let the hair blow in the wind. Because, you know, I got it like whatever the fuck, man.
I believe you, man. I believe you. I got a last question, man.
Come on, man. I got more callers.
All right. Listen, bud. You know, when you went in the game, right, you met Shantae. And you got a lot of game from Shantae. No matter how much game you got from Shantae, do you believe, like, his catching hands will always be better than your catching hands? Like, do you believe Tay catching hands will always be better than your catching hands?
Hey, dude. Hey, wait. What's the best way to come up with 4? 2 and 2 is 4. 3 and 1 is 4.
Wait.
Can you let me finish? 2 and 2 is 4. 3 plus 1 is 4. 5 minus 1 is 4. 6 minus 2 is 4. What's the best way to come up with the answer 4?
2 and 2.
See, that's how silly your motherfucking ass is. That's stupid to even pick one of those. You know why? Because if
why?
You come up with 4, whatever way you choose is right. Long as you come up with 4, you can say 26 minus 22. That's 4. So what I'm saying is, fuck no, I don't think no motherfucker had no more goddamn game than me. Could catch better than me. I had hoes when I met Shantae, for your motherfucking information. The nigga was sharper than me. But what made me sharp as him was that I seen it. And he didn't know he had more game than me. Period. Because I represented. Man, you motherfuckers is silly thinking all that goddamn shit. If he had thought he had more game than me, he'd have been at my bitch. I would have represented some kind of weakness to him. He completely, he completely accepted me as on his level. And until I showed him I wasn't, I would be on his level in his mind, period. I knew this nigga was, I didn't even know the shit this nigga talking about, woo, 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 woo. But I'm not telling that nigga that shit. I ain't asking that nigga no motherfucking questions. I'm kicking it with him. I'm responding to what he say, which means we kicking it. And as long as we doing that and the nigga ain't questioning me, I must be saying the right shit. That's how you think, motherfucker. Not like you silly motherfuckers listening to words. You better see what's going on, because motherfuckers use words to fool motherfuckers.
You're right about that.
Don't tell me I'm right. I'm always right. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Hey, bud, let me say this. I need you to touch on this if I'm wrong for saying this, and then you can pull me back in the queue, okay?
No, you just fucked up. I'm gone. 404, what's up? This Earl?
Yeah, this is me again. I just want to say one thing. I finally understand what you were saying, and I see it now. This semester made you realize that you should have never left what was already working.
You goddamn right, but Earl, what you said is right. But what I shouldn't have never left was the real. Only the real motherfucker is going to be willing to spend $1,500 because he really want to learn.
All right, bullshit. Yeah, the only thing I had against what you said is, even though there ain't nothing you can do to stop this from feeling like a loss, this ain't no loss. Because according to what we were taught at SWU or how to clean thoughts out your mind that ain't doing you no good, you had to go through this to notice that thought that crept in your mind. And now you finna clean that out. You finna get rid of that shit, and you going back to the real.
I'm already
so this is just what had to happen.
Earl, you so right. But let me tell you something. Before I even said all this, I wrote it down. The shit came out. And as I was writing, I just wanted to say one thing. But then I got to say all this shit. And what I'm saying, you absolutely right. I had to go through this to see that if you wanted to be about the money, nigga, you want to accept failure. If you make it to where a motherfucker don't fuck with you unless they real, like when a motherfucker was trying to turn out and get some game, you had to get out there. You couldn't ask no goddamn questions. You got to get out there. And when some motherfucker that got some game said, hey, youngster, you know, woo-woo, then you didn't got accepted. But until then, you got to keep representing. But you niggas don't want to go through that. Not you, Earl. But you niggas don't want to go through that shit because you entitled. Somebody supposed to tell you everything. Like these fucking punks that was in my goddamn semester. And then, you know, I escalated, Earl. You know me. Once I see the shit, it's really not going to be able to last. And them motherfuckers, I started putting pressure on them. Talking about how scary it was going to be to go out there and see your nuts dragging on the ground, you know, and then you got to make sure, you know, you got a wheelbarrow because they're going to, from dragging, they're going to grow, and you're going to have to put your nuts in a wheelbarrow, the rock in front of you, motherfucker. That's how scary this shit is. Man, this nigga's such a punk. They just did none of them. Well, I take back. Two of them sometimes posted they fucking arsenals, but the majority of them didn't. and it was because they all paid $500. $500. It would have been different if they would have paid $500 and then said, next month I'll give you the other $500, and next month I'll give you the next $500. Because $500 was the amount they could afford to invest in this big product. But no, $500 is going to get them the product, and not only that, it's going to get them enrollment in SWU. Man, I was really stupid to not really see this. I mean, I seen it, but I obviously didn't see it because I did.
That's what I got to disagree with that, because that's the same thing I had to learn in trucking. If I look at a map and it's the road is shut down, I got to take a route I ain't never been on. Now, that route can be fucked up or it can work, but I got to make a decision. I'm either going to lose time on this interstate, or I'm going to take a chance trusting myself doing something. You took a chance, trusted yourself. You did it. It turned out to be fucked up, but you got the lesson that just made you strong.
Well, I can't disagree with that. I mean, I'm not going through shit for nothing. I definitely am more firmer in my belief. I'm not bending nothing about Sidewalk University. Whatever requirements are, that's what they are. And however you can stand it, that's how if you need some kind of payment plan, we're going to work it out. But about me having a sale so I can get a whole, man, I made damn near 20 grand in 1 month. So about that, yeah, it was very fucking successful. But all them motherfuckers quit. So that 20 grand ain't going to do shit for me. Think about me losing that prestige I was gaining because nobody understood what I was teaching. It's not the way it's done. You know, rote learning is the way rote learning ain't shit. That was my position. Well, I didn't say it like that, but that was my position. And these motherfuckers then made me, I don't know if I could overcome it, but I'm sure I'm going to try. But what I'm saying is I ain't quitting. And they ain't defeated me. I'm just acknowledging the truth as much as it's killing me.
I'm going to call you on the phone because right now I believe you're making a mountain out of a molehill because of how much you don't accept shit out of yourself.
Well, how can you make a mountain out of a molehill when that's what you're doing? Because if the molehill... If the molehill is the shit, and you say, ah, fuck that, or you do whatever you do about it and then say, fuck it, then that molehill is going to be there. When you make a mountain out of it, you deal with that molehill. I mean, with that, that molehill. You deal with it. You eradicate it. You get it out the way. By thinking the right shit about it. And I know that I'm thinking the right shit, and you are right as far as it's a big deal to me. But the littlest shit is the biggest shit, because if it was so goddamn little, why the fuck you made that mistake? Huh? Let me get 754. What's happening?
Hey, something came to mind when you was talking about your relationship with Shante and how even though it was a learning experience, you still had to put yourself at the same level as him. You know what I mean? So I feel like a lot of those students that dropped out, their expectations were low coming in because they should have been thinking, like, I want at least as much game as Rosebud had, if not more, coming into this, you know?
Well, the thing about it is that ended up happening what you said, but you know, I cover that kind of shit, man. You know, in the first few weeks, and when I asked you, man, do you think you could be social? Motherfucker say, yeah. See, what I'm saying, if you think you can be social and you can't, right there is gonna fuck you up when the time comes to be social. And that's what happens. The motherfuckers don't know how to be social. And then when they didn't, when the time comes for it to be social, I'm so far in the semester, and when they start realizing that they can't do this shit, that's when they drop out. Because they didn't do the little shit building up to the big shit. This shit is thought out. And if you go with it, you're going to go. A caller that just got off, I was not coming to you, but you was next. 984, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud, another question. So what was your experience like when you first started getting that 100 women a week?
Okay, wait, bro. What was that experience like when I first started getting that 100 women a day?
A week, if that's how you started.
A week. But listen, you guys, see, this is what I be talking about, or this is really what I teach. The words used to relay something to you is not what's being said. Because when I said 100 a week, I was talking about a lot of bitches. Get at a lot of bitches. But for you motherfuckers, I can't say get at a lot of bitches. Because you don't know how many a lot is. So I say 100. I mean, you know, I break this shit down to my students. But since you guys kill me, you know you don't want to learn what to learn. You just want to be told it. When somebody tell it to you, what good is it? It ain't going to do you no fucking good. That's why in my motherfucking school, I do not tell a motherfucker what to say. I don't tell them what to do. I tell them what's going on. And how you roll is how you going to roll with this information, and I'm going to tell you what I think about it when you post it. But these motherfuckers ain't posting they shit because they cowards. Hey, I'm a motherfucker, man. People be scared to fuck with me, man. Goddamn it, D, what, man?
Man, you are a motherfucker, man. Hey,
D, what? Come on, man.
Hey, listen to the last caller. The last caller asked you about 100 women. I just want to touch on this, man. You stay down till you come up. Stay down till you come up. 20 women might reject you, but when you catch 21, you're going to forget about all the 20 women have rejected you, man. That's what I want to say, OG, man. Stay down till you come up to the last caller.
Hey, you're right. Stay down till you come up. But see, I don't say shit like that especially after one of you motherfuckers say it, because it's just some bullshit to you. Do you know what stay down till you come up means?
Yeah, I'm going to say it. If I'm wrong, you're going to correct
what
me.
What the fuck do it mean?
I'm about to tell you, let's say I talk to 5 women. They say, no, I got to stay down so I catch the one that's going to accept me.
Stop.
No.
Listen.
I cannot give up.
Can you? I asked you to stop. And then I asked you to listen. And then you start talking. What's up with that?
I'm going to shut the fuck up.
What I'm saying is, let's say you did talk to them 5 bras. And let's say all 5 of them told you, fuck no. And then you still looking for the 6th one. And the day go on, the night come, and your motherfucking ass got to sleep on the goddamn bus bench because you ain't got no money. What you going to do when you wake up?
Jump back on the bar.
What the fuck you going to do when you wake up?
That's a dope one. You gotta keep stay down.
It ain't dope. It's not dope. That's what happened. You take your ass to the motherfucking nearest gas station and take a whole bath and get your ass out and stay down.
This nigga butt is a motherfucker, man. Oh, God, man.
I'm just saying, man. That's why, you guys take everything so literally. We in the streets. We ain't saying shit for a motherfucker to know. Make sure you wake up in the morning and get right at some other bitches, man. We don't say
hey,
that
Bud.
Shit. We
Bud.
Say, man, nigga, hey, we say, man, nigga, stay down, nigga, till you come up, motherfucker. That means
Bud.
It's talk what?
Hey, man. Hey, today your show is on fire, and I just want to tell you, man, they can never be another Bud, man. You can
man,
bring it back in the queue, man. Much love.
Hey. This motherfucker, man.
You know I love you, nigga. You know I love you, man.
Dude, man, you guys don't know every time I talk to this motherfucker, this will be every time because he always say, no, serious business. I just got one question.
I love
as soon as you answer this one
know,
question,
man.
You can put me back in the
hey.
Queue, bud. Hey,
they don't make niggas
asked,
like you no more. They don't make niggas like you no more, man. They don't make niggas like you no more, bud.
Hey, whatever, man. Let me get to somebody else, man.
All right.
701, I forgot who the fuck that was, but that's nobody again, too. Oh, no, 701 is you. No, that's you. Okay, hey, ain't nobody. Listen, I got just a... I got a hell of a lot more to tell you, but I want to see, I got this, it's not new, but I got the trucker's version. I'm telling you, and I've been selling it lately, and I don't promote it enough. The trucker's version is definitely more than the course alone. Why? Because you get SWU as far as the assignments and shit. And you get the course at the same time. Whereas before, you only got the course. But since I've started SWU, I've integrated me teaching you while you're in your cab. Or let's say you're a salesman and you're on the road. This is not to catch women. If you are a salesman and you're on the road, the confidence you have in talking to whoever it is you're trying to get to buy whatever it is has a lot to do with whether or not they buy it. Once you really master conversation, because we know conversation can either be a tool or a weapon. And the real abba-dabba about this shit is knowing when to use it as either one, whichever one. And it don't take nothing to think about it. See, it's going to be $1,500. I am going to honor the rest of this month for April at the $750. But then about how I was going to, you know, incrementally go up after that, nah, I ain't doing it no more. Fuck that. I'm finna go back to $1,500. And if you want it, you want it. If you don't, you don't. Ain't no problem with me. I ain't got no problem. I ain't broke staying and hungry. I ain't gotta lower my motherfucking qualifications so a whole bunch of motherfuckers can make my shit fucked up. At worst, I'm gonna have to start all over again. This is really some really fucked up shit. But, like I say, I will never again fail on anything that has to do with Sidewalk University. This fail caused my rating with the fucking panel. And I offered the course and Sidewalk tuition for $500. And I got so many motherfuckers. 42. That's 21,000. And I got that in whatever amount of time of month. But what I'm saying is, what good is that 21,000 when them niggas didn't fucked up my rating? Yeah, man, I made 21,000, man. Woo, 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 woo. How much have I lost? Shit. I got 18 months to go. And because of greed, I'm just not sure if I'm going to make it. Well, I'm going to go through the 18 months. SW is going to keep going. But I might have to reapply for that motherfucking assistance that institution, educational institutions automatically qualify for if they meet the qualifications. Shit, ever since I left that motherfucking Abadaba, I've been yearning to get something going that could match the feelings that I got from having hoes. All the things I do, or most of them, add up to money. But I'm not simply about the money. You know, I thought I needed something that could replace that abadabba for my excitement, which I did. But it wasn't nothing life-risking or wasn't that none of that kind of shit. It was just I wanted to be doing something valuable. 984, what's going on?
Me up, man. But question, how do you think your success would have been pimping if you didn't have the pimps around you that you had around you?
Man, I would like to say it would have been this way, maybe quicker, maybe slower, but there's no way I can answer that really, because everything about me made me be around them motherfuckers. I didn't really choose them. You gravitate, you know, when you're a motherfucker, you just gravitate to each other.
Right, right. But before you started, though, you
I was a motherfucker I was a motherfucker before I started. I'm telling you, man. I was a motherfucker before I started doing anything. I was a motherfucker before I started pimping. I'm saying, shit, man. I had all the bitches. I had all the dope. You know, I didn't have no jobs. You know, I mean, shit, man. You know, I knew how to be something or be somebody. I just wasn't. And when I got up there around them real motherfuckers, you know, you be quiet at first until somebody mentioned your name in a comment, and that first comment you made, which I don't really remember what it was, but that's the one that introduced you. And you got to go from there.
So you were already confident.
Yeah, I was confident, man. I left motherfucking Vallejo and came to L.A., land of the giant pimp. Shit.
Okay.
Hell yeah, I had my confidence. Hey, let me tell you guys something. And you got to understand, it wasn't the excitement that I needed. What I needed was appreciation and respect for what I'm doing. Well, I'm telling you, I got that late last year at a dinner where I was the honoree. This was no ordinary dinner. It was sponsored by graduates from all across the country who came here to Las Vegas. Rented a part of it, and they celebrated what they learned. Now, I don't care if people have shit to say about me, good or bad. I don't really give a fuck. Long as they tell the truth, whatever they got, because I work hard on what I do, and I get rewarded. Now, that particular reward, that dinner, came so fucking unexpectedly. They had mentioned it. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, but I told them, y'all ain't got to do nothing like that. No, we want to do it, Professor. Woo-woo-woo. This shit was so unexpected that it floored me, God damn it. These men sponsored a celebration for them graduating Sidewalk University and being instructed by my black, they're my plaque right there. They gave me a plaque. I mean, they wanted to thank me. But I just didn't want them to thank me, because I didn't want them to believe that I did it. Of course, I brought the truth to them, but because what's more important is how they responded after graduating. Because what I teach is a lifestyle, and it can be your goddamn lifestyle. I don't teach catching bitches. Let me tell you something. The reason I emphasize or focus on bitches is because if you can overcome the fear you got of talking to a goddamn bitch, and you've got a big truck, you a trucker, you could be in on shit way better than you could before. You just will be a better businessman because of the confidence you would gain in knowing what the fuck to say under any circumstances. See, these dudes that sponsored this fucking dinner represented all I teach, responsibility. I mean, they felt this, they talked about this. And by the way, they're in a group that I provide for people that have graduated. God damn it, I forgot, man, you still on. Now you are. For people who have graduated. And otherwise, it's lonely after you graduate. You ain't going to run into a whole bunch of motherfuckers that don't talk stupid-ass shit. But this group, everybody in it has graduated. And it's been flourishing. Without me, I've visited every blue fucking moon. But they handle themselves because they mean it. And I ain't had no problems from that shit. Hey, my point is this. The responsibility they gained, the confidence in what the fuck they think enough to do it, the ability to create and display for all to see their plans. Shit. But the most important thing they got was being able to be who they really are. And being comfortable in their own goddamn skin. This is not about bitches. I don't teach shit about bitches. Now, I appreciate the go-getters. That's why I go hard. I don't try to make it to where you can pass, man. I ain't making it to where you can pass. The only way you can pass is if you can. 352, what's up with you, my brother?
Hey, Rosebud Van de Gama here. How are you today, sir?
Van, what's going on, man?
Hey, just listening to the show. Look, Rosebud, we're committed to the process. A lot of us are kind of bewildered by the comments. We've been waiting for instruction. I think there's a communication gap, but all of us have been, most of us have been in contact and trying to do the best we can to fulfill what your requirements are.
Hold
so
on,
if you can,
man,
explain,
man,
why you're going,
man,
public,
man,
with our course,
man,
we would like,
man,
to know that.
Man, listen. Everything is done in the group. I made several requests for the goddamn arsenals. Are you going to tell me you did what I asked?
I'm saying at the beginning of the week.
I didn't ask you what you said. I'm asking you, are you going to tell me
I'm saying
you did,
yes,
what I asked?
Yes, yes.
No,
yes.
You didn't, because, hey, listen, the only thing I could do is go on the goddamn page, and if you got this assignment, that assignment, I can listen to it. I'm not going to look for it. I'm not going to guess anything. What I'm saying is I've been doing this shit many, many, many fucking semesters, and this is the first semester where motherfuckers did not put up their arsenal. Now, I didn't see one or two up there now. I actually seen one from you. But when I looked at it, which was a couple of hours ago, you had just put it up 7 hours ago. So that ain't got nothing to do.
They were put up on Friday.
The 4th. I seen the 4th. March the 4th. That was Friday, I guess, right?
Yeah, that was Friday.
Okay, yeah.
A couple of group members turned in our written arsenals. The point I'm trying to make is to go public with the occurrences is kind of shocking to everyone. That's all.
You know why I'm going public with this? Because it's a failure to me. To me, I failed. And I'm not
You
ashamed.
Didn't fail, but we're all still here. We're waiting for instructions. We're all here.
Be on the Hello? Call today. Be on the call today at 6 o'clock, and we'll talk about this further. Tell everybody else that too, because as far as I'm concerned, nobody responded with that.
Okay, well, we'll be there. Thank you, sir.
People talking about hearing shit. What the fuck I'm supposed to do? I'm not ashamed. Worth a fuck. And what I'm saying is this. I didn't mention no names, so don't nobody take nothing I said personal. I'm talking about generally. I don't like failing. And as much as I brag about success, I wallow in my failures. That's why I don't fail. I don't know. I could have took it out on them motherfuckers. I don't fucking know, but I know I ain't getting the results I know I've been getting. And you got to go on what you've been doing. You can't go on no new bullshit. Now, what I still, you know, got a problem with, as far as when I have sales, is that you motherfuckers don't realize sales are for all of us. I win, and so does the motherfucker whoever take advantage of the sale. It just bothers me, you know, to how some of you guys just wait for that sale. And then you get the sale, and you really don't do shit. And that motherfucker that was on here, he's one of the 8 motherfuckers that last. I mean, I'm talking about him and all of them. But they last. They still in the goddamn shit, at least according to him, they are. Motherfuckers quit. Because I go hard, I talk shit, and I'm going to make you see yourself. If you won't look in the mirror, I'm going to be your mirror. That's just the way it is. And you know, people wait till the last minute and want me to extend shit, and then don't realize that's how they live their lives. You wait till there's no time, then your motherfucking ass rush around trying to half do whatever the fuck it is you're supposed to be trying to do. That's just procrastination. And you know how I am about procrastinating. It don't hurt me when you do it, but what's fucked up is you act like it don't hurt you when you do it. It fucks you up way more than it fucks me up. 916, I can't get you coming and going that fast. Maybe you don't know it, but it hurts you. It hurts you much more than you think it does. 916, I see you. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Juan, what's happening?
I mean, as I say, keep up the good work, man. It's only a select, or many are called, but few are chosen, and only a select few will apply. So when you said you were talking about raising it up to 1,500, do it. Because the last I checked, I never heard in my life from UC Berkeley to Harvard to Stanford ever lowering in their price. And yet, you know, it's high expectations. So I don't know why you can't do the same.
Well, I can, Juan, but just so people know, but was there a lot of people that came and dropped out?
When?
When you were there.
Nah, there was a good amount.
It was a good amount. What I'm saying is these dudes, the good amount, they paid $13.50, dropped out. Most of them came back. Some of them came back the next semester. But I still had 8 or 9 in the end, and maybe half of them graduated. My point is that when you get as many motherfuckers and you account for them with people that judge you, and then you end up with zero grad. Well, this guy, he just told me they ain't quitting. Maybe I'll have 8 graduates. I don't fucking know. If I do, I know I'm going to have 9 points deducted, or possibly 9. But then again, you know, like he said, they all shocked to hear it, but I ain't trying to shock them. I'm just telling them fucking truth. Everything ain't wine and roses with me, Juan. You know, and people think it because of how much shit I talk, but it is not wine and roses with me. I be going through problems. I just deal with them. I handle them, and they be over, just like this one gonna be over. As soon as I get on the call tonight, it's gonna be over.
And
period. Why? Because I'm bringing it up and getting it out the way and letting them know what I expect to see tonight. That's what I'm talking.
And that's what separates you from other actual or other professors from universities, that you actually deal with it and do something about it.
Well, I appreciate that, bro. Hey, man, I'm finna go. I got some more shit I got to talk about, and I'm already overtime. Hey, so if you want to keep doing, you know, shit because in some way it makes you feel good, just have at it. Do what you want to do. But let me put you up on something. The more you allow yourself to procrastinate and you don't check it, the easier it is for you to get caught lying. Females are who and what you want on your line. I don't care. You don't want to be kicking it with no dudes. You see, you haven't caught no motherfucking bitch yet, because you wait till a bitch comes drop in your lap. I ain't finna wait on no goddamn bra. And I don't catch every time I go out. I just know if I don't, ain't no big deal to me. I'm going out tomorrow too. So I'm gonna catch. Period. Because I stay down. I'm not a motherfucker to just use words. I know what staying down is. So what I'm saying, you know, you motherfuckers, you can take the advice of the pickup artists or the Three Amigos, and you're going to find comfort in seeing yourself feel like you can win. You enroll your ass in Sidewalk University, and you will see just how far winning goes. Because that shit, because you can remember what some motherfucker told you, that's not winning. A dude like me knows getting pussy is only the one of many perks of having an amazing ability to display a confident disposition in any part of my motherfucking life. I don't live for pussy. I know living for pussy, as PUAs and them other motherfuckers do, is having such a short sight. You know, they so short-sighted that after they get through fucking $1 million bitch, they leave. See, when you fuck a bitch with real confidence, it gives you alternatives far beyond leaving after you fuck her. Man, a nut, you didn't got it and it's over. That's why them niggas leave. I'm going to charge, baby. She ain't even feel charged. Because I'm handling her. She ain't handling me. Like I'm saying, you can be happy just, you know, getting pussy if you want to. I'm happy to have pussy chase me wherever I go. Because I never go anywhere looking for pussy or thinking about pussy. Everywhere I go, I attract pussy. I only need to choose which one of them I want to fuck. How could I do this? Like this. Now, I was at the doctor's today. Not the doctor, the eye doctor. And I saw this fine ass, well, I thought she was a nurse, but she was the receptionist. So I walked up to her and I said, is it true that nurses are like helpers at heart? And she smiled at me and said, helpers? What do you mean by that? I smiled back to her and then I said, helpers, you know, the kind of woman that helped men find, helped men enough to get to watch you pass them by. You help us have a pleasant rest of our day. And baby just gave me a big giant smile. And she said, why, thank you. And you have a nice day. I know I will. Moral of the story. If I wanted to, I could have followed that up, a move, and kept kicking it with her, talking to her, whatever. You know, but I couldn't have made a move if I would have taken the time to think of what the fuck to say to her. I move instantaneously because it's really in me. It's not on me at all. When you finish the Sidewalk University, it will really be in you too. People be hating on me, saying I'm side of pimp and trying to turn these niggas into pimps. Man, you ask any motherfucker that goes to Sidewalk University, I don't say shit about pimping, except you're going to be able to catch a bitch like a pimp do, because you don't know if you can catch any bitch. Period. You know, I've heard a lot of shit, but to be a cyber pimp, that was, man, you know, that was like, really, I know, how do you cyber pimp? You got to understand life is full of adjustments that's going to be made or that needs to be made. And if you make them, some things going to be clearer and some fucking things are not going to be clearer. But what's still, you know, fucking with me as far as me making my adjustment is, what the hell will it take for you motherfuckers that have significant others to get on board with SWU? Because I am not trying to show you how to have other women. I'm trying to show you how to be assertive, how to utilize conversation. And the same conversation I'm talking about having with these women, you could have with your woman. But you ain't gonna do that goddamn shit. Take this for instance. I got a Facebook friend and cheated on this woman, and he hit me and asked me if he should confess. Now, first off, I'm sure you're wondering what the hell does this have to do with confidence? Just listen and learn. I'm telling you, you need to buy my goddamn confidence course and learn how to realize who the fuck you are. Because right away, I seen and heard in his words, you know, that he had regret. So then I asked him, do you want your woman to think of you as a liar? And he say no. So I asked him, do you feel you learned from this situation? He said he would never cheat on his woman again. I told him my course would give you the confidence to not tell his woman shit. And he looked at me, not looked at me, you know, he hit me back. And he said, man, what do you mean? And I explained, man, you know, the truth could be the best in that case, but in most cases in relationships, the truth is the worst thing to tell them, because even though they'd be happy you told them the truth, they will never forgive you for it. You'll never have the same relationship. Plus, she'll feel that she didn't waste all the time with you. Otherwise, what I'm saying is, are you so weak that you got to bring her into some indiscretion that you chose to do that's fucking you up and you can't take it? You got to bring her into it? That motherfucker bought my course. And he was actually one of my first 10 students. And he always, since then, it's been maybe almost 4 years now, he just be in contact, giving me thanks for, you know, giving him, you know, not confidence, but common sense enough to realize he was scared to make a decision. It takes confidence to make a decision. But before you see if you have confidence, you got to really recognize you need to make a decision. He was running from that. And my course helped him see that he was thinking of way too much bullshit that didn't matter with his relationship. Now, he needed to make a decision whether or not it was important, his relationship. And he said nothing was important to him except keeping his woman. Now, in that case, And he would not have done it if he would have confessed, because she would have been hurt, and he would have been too insecure about telling her, so he would be wondering what's wrong. My point is, he got the message that you got. The message, even if you having a different, totally different problem, and you get the message is handle your shit like you're supposed to for the rest of whatever you want from your shit. My shit works for all men from all walks of life. And I'm going to blast off after this video, I'm sure. And the course, most likely, is going to double. You all will be able to watch, or at least vouch for the value in this course. Because you're going to see, you're going to be extremely lucky if you take that leap of faith, that is, and trust me. The thing is, you guys doubt so much, you've made your doubt, you've turned it into a door. And you can't get through that door because you don't have the key. Just watch. Right now, nobody's asking a question, but you can bring me all your questions. There's going to be no question that is not important enough for me to answer. Why? Because all the questions will be real-life scenarios, no what-ifs, no how-tos. You know, there will be questions you know are important to you. And once you are able to discern what's important to you, you will be a new man, because right now, you motherfuckers don't know what's important to you. You think you do, but you don't. Anything goes with you guys. Absolutely anything. Especially if it's a hope of getting some pussy at the end. Hey, all we got to do is calm down and accept the fact that you get what you're willing to pay for. And if you want a deal on getting this abba-dabba, you might get a deal price-wise, but that abba-dabba you're getting ain't going to do nothing but just hinder you, because you're just going to get some. You ain't going to get it all. I got a 90-day situation where you can actually be gained up enough to not have to come back to Sidewalk University and use what you learned that night after graduating for the rest of your life. Check with me. I'm being real. All right. I'm gone.